The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? Please tell me. Tell Todd. Tell the Northern Plains. The most listened to radio program in the great state of North Dakota. An honor we treasure. We are here to serve you, the listeners. And we appreciate when you honor us with your radio dial being locked in on 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB, AM 1100. The flag, Fargo-Moorhead, 1090 KTGO. You get on the tower, KTGO, the oil capital of North Dakota. You can see the Clarence Iverson well where it all started in 1951, folks. That's what I love about that KTGO tower. You can see it. April 4th, 1951, the very first successful oil well ever drilled in North Dakota in Williams County. The Clarence Iverson number one. That sucker produced about 585,000 barrels of oil over 28 years. Isn't that something? And now, imagine, we're in a place where over 1 million barrels of oil are produced every single day. Hit that mark in April, increase that mark in May. Natural gas, we're over a million MCF, 1,133,000 MCF. Million. Incredible. North of about 10,500 wells producing oil right now. Think about that. We are on top, as I sit, in Dunn Center, North Dakota, the 10th biggest oil play in the history of the world. And yet, I'm in a park right now. I last night was out in the middle of between Stanley and Newtown, where there were drilling operations around, a couple flares, everything else, late last night. And there was almost serene quiet, almost that kind of eerie quiet. You know, so it coexists so well, I can't even begin to tell you. It really does. And today's a great opportunity to just pack up, head to Dunn Center, and take it all in and get some facts on what's going on. Don't rely on everything you read in the newspaper, seeing a soundbite in the evening news, or even from what you hear from a talk show host on the radio. Just see it for yourself. Because whether it's traffic, whether it is, we're going to talk a little later this hour with Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, on 2013 crime stats. There's a lot of people, for political reasons, like to suggest that we have a huge crime problem in North Dakota because of oil and gas production. And that's just so far from the facts, it's not even true. I mean, there are some pockets of crime and some areas where things are up because there's more of everything, certainly, and we're going to talk with the Attorney General about that. But come see it for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it, and that's what the Bakken Rocks Cookfest certainly provide a great opportunity to do. It's why we're in Dunn Center today in this beautiful city park, and encourage you. Remember, it's Mountain Time today to take in the Bakken Basics Education Session with Ron Ness, Kathy Nesset, Lynn Helms, Justin Kringstead at 2:30 at the Marathon Oil Office, 2:30 Mountain today. And then at 4 o'clock Mountain, the cook-off starts, and all the goodies will have information booths and lots of fun. That goes till 7 tonight. North Dakota's Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, and Julie Liffrig of the Public Service Commission all there to hand out the awards. So they'll be there, folks in the industry there, and it really is a great opportunity just to come on out. North Dakota Petroleum Council puts these on. They've been doing it for about 6 years. I've done them all over. First one was in Killdeer, second one in Stanley, and next year was Tioga. They've done them in Ray. We were in Kenmare earlier this year. It's fantastic. It's great fun. So here's the telephone number. Let us know what's on your mind today. We have some time till the bottom of the hour to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about until Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General, joins us on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails, welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And Linda, thanks for the email telling me that I'm going to love Quintana's music. Hope I'm saying that right. Am I, Todd? Have you seen Quintana before? Todd Mitchell is here, ladies and gentlemen, the K-Fire radio guy. And he's a little more musically inclined than I am. Chris Hannon, my brother and producer, and knows a lot about music. Todd knows the local music scene, but I'm kind of a little bit of a throwback, you know? So am I saying that correctly? No. Todd's, he's rebooting a server.
Yeah.
So you can't, you probably didn't even hear the question, did you, Todd?
No.
See, he's handling all these technical things as well. Just let me know if I'm saying that right. All, but anyway, is it Quintana? Am I saying that right?
I'm not familiar, okay, right. So, I'd love to know what your brother Chris, because we all know he's more of a musicologist than you and I combined, so.
Although I'm guessing the music we're going to hear in the Dunn Center City Park from Quintana is a little different than the stuff that Chris listens to, because some of that stuff makes my head explode. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I didn't say he'd have it in his own personal music device, but.
iPod, okay, good.
Well, I wasn't going to throw a brand
anyway,
out there, but okay.
Linda's email says, you'll love her music. She's been singing at events for years, taking home many awards. I love her take on the oldie but goodie yodeling song about a cowgirl sweetheart. Oh, that sounds neat.
Oh, you're right. That doesn't sound like something Chris would have in his own iPod, does it?
Would you have handy, by the way, up in Stanley, they were telling me about the Radio Stars song about Stanley. You don't happen to have that one in the studio, do you?
Wow.
Their song about Stanley, is that a tall order? Maybe tomorrow on the program, huh? I have the CD now in the car. I have the CD, and I did not know until some friends of mine last night told me that that Merle Pepcorn had done a song about his hometown, Stanley, North Dakota. So I don't know if there's a song about Dunn Center, but if there is, Quintana probably would be the one.
We run Merle's North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame at night here on K-Fire 550. Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't sent me a copy of that, but that's just an email away.
Memo to Merle, you better get on it. Yeah, exactly right. Okay, so two questions that I have that I'm kind of curious about. Again, we'll Wayne Stengel, bottom of the hour, so we'll talk, just kind of walk through the 2013 crime stats and how they, compare to years prior. And welcome any questions or comments you have for the Attorney General. In the meantime, you can just tell us whatever's on your mind. But two questions that I have today that I'm kind of curious about. One, Microsoft announced this morning, big news, is a major layoff, 14% of their staff, I think we ought to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and put out a big giant welcome mat to say any Microsoft employee anywhere in the United States, and by the way, we have a lot of Microsoft employees in North Dakota. One of their biggest campuses is in Fargo, North Dakota. So Microsoft is already here. In fact, I love telling the story. Bill Gates' paycheck is generated at the Microsoft headquarters in Fargo, North Dakota. And Steve Ballmer's and all these folks from Microsoft, they do all the payroll for Microsoft in Fargo. Do you know why? Because the Microsoft North Dakota employees are the most efficient in the entire global Microsoft network. Their cost per transaction is lowest here, so they do it here. Isn't that phenomenal? And so Microsoft already has a presence. They have an easy way to get here, and obviously they've been laid off from Microsoft, so they can't come work for Microsoft. But I think, you have 14,000 people, sadly, that today got a pink slip. And here's my question. Should we as North Dakotans make an active effort to reach out to a company that has employees in North Dakota and now has folks that sadly are getting some bad news, like a whole lot of folks have got over the last how many years of this economic meltdown. Thank you, Barack Obama. Did I say that? Yeah. And that's a sad deal. Imagine that. You got families, you got a dream, you got things you're doing, and boom, I'm working for Microsoft. Isn't this great? You're unemployed. And, larger than 10% of their entire workforce. That's not a small deal. I think we should throw the welcome mat out and say, come to North Dakota. You have 3 job openings for every 1 unemployed person in the state of North Dakota. We don't have enough people that are unemployed in North Dakota to fill the positions that are opening. So here's my question. Should we as North Dakotans throw out the welcome mat? Hey, if you're at Microsoft, come build a different dream in North Dakota. There's plenty of things to do. There's plenty of things in technology. There's plenty of opportunities. And no matter what you want to do, come build yourself back here. I think we ought to. I think it's a perfect opportunity to, make that case. Everybody today on every national news cast you hear, every newspaper you open up tomorrow, that's usually where today's news is. Tomorrow. So if you want to get it a day late, then open the newspaper. If you want to get it now, listen to the radio. Get it instantly, right? You hear the news before you read it in the newspaper or watch it on TV tonight. But just a little, media rivalry there. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I think the point is a lot of people are going to be talking about this. It's a perfect opportunity to say, okay, these people are out of a job. What should they do? Come to North Dakota. That's my take. I really think they ought to. And the other thing that I want your reaction to is Pope Francis
saying the USA should welcome illegal immigrants. What is your reaction to that? James in Alexandria, listening on AM 1100 The Flag in the middle of Lakes Country, Minnesota. What's on your mind today, James?
Hi. What's on my mind is basically what's going on with illegal immigration. And I guess first and foremost, I want to say I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm a Christian, and then I'm a patriot second. And I understand these people from Central America wanting a better life and all of that. I get that. I guess what I see is this administration, the Obama regime, using these people really as pawns, and that's just sad. What I see is a sneaky trick about to happen, and probably almost like a David Copperfield sleight of hand trick that'll be the probably the dirtiest thing ever done in my lifetime with politics.
Well, you've now piqued my curiosity, James. Do me a favor. We're up against the break. I want to hear what that dirty trick is, that David Copperfield-like magic trick you think is coming next, and more of your calls straight ahead on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Birds Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The Czech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Another open-air edition of the program we call What's On Your Mind. We're outside Dunn Center City Park today. Getting set. I'm here way early, but they'll be cranking up not too long from now by getting everything all ready to go. And there are some folks already rolling in and setting up all the logistics And, you know, it's fun. So really, really, really good. Sixth Annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Dunn Center is the place. 2:30, the Bakken Basics Education Session at the Marathon Oil Office with Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, Kathy Nessa, Justin Kringsted. 4 o'clock, and remember, this is Mountain now. 2:30 Mountain for the education session. 4 o'clock Mountain for the barbecue. And a lot of special guests there, including the Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, Public Service Commission member Julie Liffrig. They'll be there meeting folks, and a lot of free barbecue, free goodies. You just want to be there. And please come up and say hi. Let me know you're a listener. I want some more Dunn Center stories. Anyway, we have some time till the bottom of the hour. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to talk a little bit about 2013 crime stats and welcome your calls for our Attorney General on the program. In the meantime, we're asking what's on your mind. So call me and tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So before the break, James in Alexandria, Minnesota, was telling me that he sees a big magic trick coming, a David Copperfield magic trick. Who's doing the magic trick, by the way, James?
Well, I feel it's the Democratic Party regime. I don't want to say Obama because there's probably a puppet. He's probably a puppet, too, and someone's pulling his strings. But what I'm talking about is look at Texas in that order. It's really, really big. You have a little bit of New Mexico. You've got Arizona. You've got California. Texas, ever since I can remember, has been a red state. Very Republican, very conservative. It's never had a chance of getting broke out. You got two presidents in our lifetime that have come from there. And what you have now is different times brought up the Dream Act ever since Obama's been president, giving amnesty and stuff like that. People in Central America have had that word out for 4 or 5 years, and they're blocking. Money's being made because you get from South Central America or South America all the way up to Texas. It's a long trek. It's dangerous, in fact. You pay $1,005 to $2,000, and you get what's called a coyote runner, and that runs these kids up to the border. And if you look at kids, I've seen refugees. I've been abroad. I've gone to West Africa and places where I've seen refugees. The kids don't really look like a refugee. In fact, they're wearing nicer shoes than I got, sometimes nice polished clothes. They weren't just aimlessly walking through the desert like the Israelites to get to Texas's border. They were put up to it by probably responsible parents. And all of a sudden, now you're going to have a ploy of, yes, you feel sorry for them, the poor little children. And what are we going to do? And all the only nice and God-fearing thing is to reunite them with their parents.
Right. I agree.
And
first of all, James, I completely agree with the fact that, you know, there is a Christian way to handle this. That's how you started this interview. I'm not coming off as somebody, I hate them because they have a different color skin and they're coming here and they're illegal, anything else. And that's
right.
Where I think the Pope is getting at. The Pope is saying, you know, love them. Right? I mean, don't hate them because they did what they did. Recognize their situation. On the other hand, you know, it's sort of a tough love thing, right? The tough love thing, in my view, is to say, we absolutely, positively, in a humanitarian way, have got to get them back to where they came from so that more people in these countries don't repeat the same mistake of putting their kids into harm's way. I mean, that is the tragedy of this. And I also agree with you, it's all politics. It and kids are dead because of politics. There's nothing sicker on the planet than that. So I agree with a lot of what you said, James. I appreciate your call. Call again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We talked to Senator Hovind about it yesterday. Does this administration want to secure the border? They'll say they do, but their actions suggest they. I think they want this. That's the politics of this, and that's sad. Let's go to Steele, North Dakota. There's one of my favorite places on the planet. Monty, what's on your mind today?
We talked in the last week about normal or nuts with the 43 gallons of beer. So I got my calculator out and I figured it out. And if you have two beers after work, or 5 days a week, that comes to 49 gallons of beer.
Right. Now, I guess the issue is that's everybody doing it, right? Wouldn't that be the math?
Yes, that'd be the math. But just people think that you got to drink a lot of beer to get 43 gallons, and it ain't that much. You know, think about it over a long period of time.
Right. And really, what's two beers after that's you know. I'm kind of almost about a 2 to 4 beer a month kind of guy these days, but there was a day where, you know, that probably wouldn't have been too far from my average, right? Not every day, but, you know, but I think there's, you know what, Monty, what that is a classic example of a headline, having you go, oh, wow, we're the number one in beer consumption. Oh, my gosh, that is terrible. Blah, blah. And then somebody doesn't take the time to do the math that you're talking about, and you say, well, how much is that, right?
Exactly.
The only dangerous thing in that is obviously there's averages there, and there's a whole lot of folks that wouldn't drink a drop and a whole lot of others that are at 6 or 8 a day that, you know, might not be the best way. So there's, you know, there's a little truth in both of it. But perspective is so often missing in how the media reports things. That's what really drives me crazy, and I think it's one of the great values of talk radio because you can unpack things a little bit. It's not a soundbite. It's not a story that's got a headline on it that's trying to, you know, persuade you one way or another. It's the full story. So I'm glad you did the math, Monty.
I did the math on a half, like they do a pot of coffee every morning, which is a half gallon. That's about 180 gallons a year, you know, of coffee. So, I mean, look at that number.
There you go. Thanks, Monty. A lot of common sense and good old steel, North Dakota, I tell you. I love that little Veterans Memorial they have. I stop there and, you know, often in Steel, and I always take a little tool down to the wonderful little Veterans Memorial Park there. Some great vets there. I've met some of them over the years on honor flights, and they're awesome. John in New Salem. Little Dunn Center history for me. I've been asking for that. What can you tell me about Dunn Center, John?
That place you're going to have that barbecue today, I think it's Marathon.
Marathon Oil is the location. Their office in Dunn Center is actually where the education session is at 2:30. The barbecue is actually in the park, Dunn Center City Park.
Okay, well, up there on the corner where a Marathon is. Years ago, I worked for a rancher there, and that was our feedlot, our barn, and our headquarters. And we fed cattle right there where all that complex is for years.
And, unbelievable.
It's changed so much now I don't even recognize the place. And
that's
kind of a funny little story. In the spring of the year when we were feeding our calves there, when the snow melted, the water running down the main street at Dunn Center was all kind of brown.
You've got to give me the rest of the story.
Well, why was it brown?
That's what I'm wondering, because of what comes out of one end of the cow?
There you go, buddy. You
got it. I win a prize? Oh, I love it. Are you going to go up to Dunn Center today, John?
I can't make it. No, I can't make it. But I have a lot of good friends up there. Well, used to have. I don't know anybody's left anymore. But they we fed cattle there, and we had our headquarters right there where that big complex is.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat.
It really changed.
They have. You know, I mean, that's, you can't deny that. There's a lot of change. I mean, there's still a lot of cattle in North Dakota, but you might have to, you know, juke and jive a little bit where they're at around Dunn Center. But there's still a lot of open places for cattle, and yet there's a whole lot of locations like what Marathon is building. But think about that. The Marathon Oil, you know, one of the premier oil companies, has a facility in Dunn Center, North Dakota. Just wrap your mind around that and what that means. I mean, that's really tells you we're sitting on something pretty special. Appreciate the call, John.
Yeah, you know,
love to,
it's kind of ironic.
New Salem, North Dakota. And if you want to finish, John, hang on. We're up against the break. Wayne Stengel, too, when we come back. Attorney General, don't go away.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? And I have to apologize to Julie Fedorchuk, the Public Service Commission member who I've been mentioning all day, would be in the Dunn Center today along with our Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley and Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. I've been saying Julie Lifrig all morning. And just so you know, Julie is her maiden name. I love the Lifrig family. They're great folks. And by the way, certainly praying for some health challenges for Dwayne and just good people. And anyway, so I've just known Julie forever as Julie Lifrig, back to the days when she was working for Ed Schaefer in the governor's office, and it's always stuck in my head. So my apologies to her husband and to Julie that I've been meaning to say. Julie Fedorchuk, our Public Service Commission member, will be there along with the others at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest put on by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today in the Dunn Center. Our next guest, been there, done that. He was up there in Kenmare, North Dakota, on Tuesday for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Attorney General Wayne Stengem joining us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, sir. How are you?
Great. Good to be with you. And first, let me tell you, I am so glad to hear I'm not the only one that makes that slip about Julie Lifrig from time to time. I knew her and her family back when we all lived in Williston, and so that's what I'm used to, too. And so every once in a while, I make that same slip. So certainly, I'll forgive you, and I bet Julie will, too.
Wasn't Kenmare fun? It was great to see you and your wife there.
They really did it right. Kenmare's always been one of those communities that I like and has always been just a pretty small North Dakota beautiful town. And now we're seeing some development that's going on. They're really proud of that new Main Street kind of strip mall that they have there with the fitness center and restaurants coming in. It is really great, and that park has always been just gorgeous, so it's so fun to be there and eat too much like I always do at the Cook Fest.
Oh, no kidding. It was a grand day. The weather was perfect, and that park was just fantastic.
Well, it's so fun to see all those people are doing the cooking, and they really take it seriously. I mean, it is very competitive, and they are out campaigning and lobbying, not that they need to, because the food is really good, and it was a hard decision to make who to vote for.
Not to mention, I think everybody that comes walks away with at least $100 worth of free stuff. I mean, things...
Well, I told my wife my Christmas shopping is done.
Unbelievable. I mean, and they're all trying to outdo each other with my new favorite now is these water mugs that look like a mason jar. Did you see those?
Yeah, we have two of those.
Yeah. They're fantastic. And, trinkets for the kids. I brought home some bubble blowers for our youngest, and so it's a lot of fun. And more than anything, I posted a picture of you on my Facebook page, chatting with some folks, and did the same with the governor. I mean, where else do you go in this country and you're in the middle of a small town in a park, and you're coming up and talking to your governor, talking to your attorney general, talking to, you know, major oil companies and pipeline companies and oil field service companies, and everybody's just out there neighbor to neighbor talking. It's pretty unique experience.
It's still just a friendly state, and we sat down at a picnic table, just to give you an example. We were chatting with the people, and the one guy across the picnic table says, "I want you to know," said to my wife, "I built your house at the farmstead up in El Cabo, North Dakota." That's really small town North Dakota.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, appreciate you joining us today. We want to just walk through the announcement you had earlier in the week about the 2013 crime stats. First of all, your headline. What's your headline on this?
Well, the headline is better than last year, because last year I didn't have any good news to report. There was good news this year in some areas that are cause for real concern. And that's, of course, why we issue these crime reports. And maybe it'd be useful to your listeners to talk about what the uniform crime report is and why we do it. There's a federal requirement that every state assemble arrest and criminal statistics so that we can compare one state to another and one law enforcement jurisdiction to another across the state. So we do that. We do that in a uniform way, pursuant to different standards that they have. And so the categories that the uniform crime reports come down in are two. The first is the violent crime, and those include murders, rapes, robbery, aggravated assaults, those kinds of things. Then the other category is property crimes, which is everything from burglary and motor vehicle theft down to ordinary theft, larceny, and even including shoplifting. So the good news that we had for North Dakota, and I think this is good news, is that in the area of rapes, which is a real concern, a serious crime, that's down statewide, 2.5%. We saw a significant drop in the driving under the influence arrests in North Dakota, and then homicides went from 20 down to 14. Though, because we have such a low homicide rate, and clearly that's the most serious offense that there is, but we have such a low rate that those numbers can fluctuate wildly from year to year. And the chart that we have of homicides in North Dakota looks like a roller coaster. And we look at long-term trends. Really, with all these statistics, you need to look at the long-term trends, what's happening. And in our area of homicides, we're typically in that 11 to 12 homicides per year consistently over the last many years.
And, you know, the number that I probably think stuck out in the way of quote-unquote bad news, if there was any, as you said, you had none last year and you have some you can point to and you just did, was the violent crime rate up less than 10%, but up. What is that category? Define violent crime.
Violent crime includes aggravated assault. The rapes would be violent crimes, and, of course, the homicides. Murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, all of those are the violent crimes. Those were up by 7.9%. And I'm going to mention something in just a couple of minutes, because the thing that we have to do, although I always caution people, look at the long-term trends, not just one year, because things can fluctuate pretty wildly from year to year. Our population is up. And when I started releasing these crime reports early in my tenure here as Attorney General, the population was fairly stagnant, and so you could compare the numbers year to year. Now we're seeing that, of course, the population is increasing substantially. In fact, just from 2012 to 2013, the population went up by 23,765. That's officially recognized by the Census Bureau, and we have to use their figures. But the other thing that I've factored in some of these charts so that people get a fair picture of what is happening is that we also know we have 46,000 or so temporary residents, people who are living mostly out in western North Dakota in the crew camps and hotels. They're living in RV parks and so forth. And so if anyone is interested in looking at this report, it goes on for 65 pages, so there's a wealth of information in here. You can do that. Go to our website, which is ag.nd.gov. Go to the public safety tab, and then you'll see a spot to click on crime reports. And then the crime reports for this year and going back the last 20 years are all there, and anybody can look at them and make their own analysis. But we also included in there a chart on what we think is happening, because everyone's concerned about western North Dakota. What is happening out there with their crime, not just the numbers of crimes, because those are up, as you would expect, because the population is up. But the crime rate is something that matters when you factor in the new permanent residents as well as the give our best guess on the new transient temporary people who aren't included in the census. But we know even over the last 10 years in North Dakota, the permanent population is up by almost 90,000 people. That's a huge increase. We're certainly, of course, very happy to see that influx of people, but it has an impact on the number of crimes and the crime rate in North Dakota.
So what I think I just heard you say is crime's up, you know, and you've explained that it's, you know, like in violent crime. Violent crime overall up 8.9%, but some areas where it's down, like rapes, as an example.
That's right. And an interesting fact, because you hear from a lot of people thinking, well, you know, that rape is a huge problem out in Western North Dakota. And, I mean, it's a problem. I don't want to say that it is not, because after homicide, it's perhaps the most serious offense that there is. But if you look at the number of cases in North Dakota, statewide, the number of rapes went up just slightly by 1%. It went down by 2%. And the reason for that really is that in the oil-producing counties, which comprise about 25% of the population, the number went down by 17%, and that contributed to an overall 2% reduction in rapes statewide, even though in the other counties that aren't in the oil-producing areas, the number of rapes went up 1%. And what's interesting about that factor, too, is that with the rape offenses in western North Dakota, and I'm including the counties of Billingsburg, Divide, Dunn, Golden Valley, McKenzie, McLean, Mercer, Montreal, Stark, Ward, and Williams, the number went down 17%, and the number of the percentage of rapes that are in oil country are 17% of the total in the state of North Dakota. Now, it should be, if it were strictly going across the board, would be about a quarter, and it's less than that. So I think the point is you have a less chance of being a victim of a rape out in western North Dakota in the oil-producing counties than in the rest of the state. So I think it's only fair that we mentioned specifically that that's what's happening when you factor in all this population.
Very interesting. And the overall headline, I'm trying to put a headline on it. Crime is up commensurate with population. So if somebody says, hey, Mr. Attorney General, why is crime is up? Is your answer the population's up?
That's a large part of it. That is a large part of it. The population is up. And if you factor in, and there's an interesting chart that I have provided for looking at that, because some people want to blame the oil patch for a lot of this, and I think that's not a fair characterization overall, because you look at the crime rate with the estimated population, for example, in Williams County, that went down year over year. In Ward County, it went down. In Stark County, it went down slightly. Same thing in Montreal. As a crime rate, that is per crimes per 100,000 people, and this is the violent crimes I'm talking about here. At the same time, you have to note, and it's important to do so, that the numbers are up, and the numbers are up considerably in some areas, as one might expect, because the population is up. And the other factor is that most of the crimes that are committed, the serious crimes, are committed, let's face it, by young, single men. And that's, of course, what we're seeing coming in with the influx of population for the oil country.
We chatted I'm just going to quickly get this in, and then I'll get you. We actually have a break coming up, but I want to talk on the other side of the break. We chatted with the Minot Police Chief on Friday, and he was talking about drugs being a real concern. Yep. And I know you are as well. We talked to Senator Hovind yesterday, who said he's asking the DEA for federal drug agents here. When we come back from the break, I want to spend a little time just talking about, you know, besides what you just described as saying, hey, you know, there's going to be, you know, just statistically young males more likely to commit crimes than anything else, what kinds of those crimes you're seeing as a result of all this economic activity happening in North Dakota on the drug front. We'll talk about that with our guest, Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General. Your questions welcome as well, by the way, at 800-228-0550 when we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
And on location at Dunn Center, North Dakota today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, continuing our conversation with North Dakota's Attorney General Wayne Stengem, who is one of three members of the Industrial Commission as well. We've had a chance to talk about some of the issues before the Industrial Commission, talking more about the crime scene for the 2013 crime report that the Attorney General unveiled this week. So let's pick up where we left off. And did you have something else you want to say before I got to the question?
I do want to get into the two areas that caused me the most concern, and that's the prostitution, human trafficking, and the drugs, because those are areas that are statistically and in terms of numbers and everything else very serious problems all across the state, but particularly in western North Dakota. And what's happened in the last year, that the number of drug arrests that we've made have gone up 19.5%, almost 20% in North Dakota. And if you look at the long-term trends, as I had cautioned everybody to do early on, the long-term trends are even more cause for concern. For example, in 10 years ago, in 2004, there were 114 drug arrests in those oil selected oil counties that I mentioned. It was up to 813 in 2013, so a dramatic increase. And the thing that we're seeing, and that is causing me real concern, and why I'm glad that Senator Hovind and the governor and others are working to join with us in fighting this, the concern is that the complexity and the quality and the dangerousness of the drug cases that we do see are far more serious. Because those 114 drug cases that we saw back 10 years ago in those areas might just involve, for example, a small amount of marijuana. One drug case can be an ounce of marijuana, or it can be a pound of methamphetamine. And what we're seeing increasingly is just that the amount of drugs, the quality of the drugs, the potency of them, the amount of money that is exchanged for them has increased dramatically, and it puts all of our narcotics task force agents in real danger because of the amount of money that is involved, but also because invariably you will see when you make an arrest, those folks are armed and heavily armed. And we're also seeing a difference in the distribution chain from what we had seen over the last number of years, where the distribution chain might involve 6, 7, 8 middlemen all along the route from where the drugs are produced. And now we're seeing these drugs that are coming directly in from the cartels in Mexico. And that's why last session I went to the legislature and asked for additional BCI agents, which was approved. I asked for additional agents at the state crime lab, which was approved, and then also the $16.6 million local law enforcement grant program, which was approved and which we've distributed to put more cops out on the road, which is, I think, what most of the citizens of North Dakota want. But I think we need to do even more. And so I'm going to be proposing a package for doing the same kind of thing in over the next biennium. And I know the legislature's been very supportive because I think the citizens are supportive. They want strong law enforcement, and they want this drug trafficking and human trafficking and prostitution to come to an end.
You know, on the drug thing, the one head scratcher I have is that, you know, you hear so much about the very rigid safety, you know, testing programs and things that are going on by so many of the employers out there. Who's using the drugs, and how do they stay employed?
Yes, and I think that it's important to note, too, because we have a very good working relationship with the traditional, the big oil companies. They do that drug testing and do a fairly good job of doing so, and because of the economy, of course, they can afford to fire somebody who doesn't pass a drug test, and they want to do it right because they do not want people who are under the influence of drugs or alcohol on a rig site endangering themselves and the rest of the people on the rig. And so they can afford, and so they've been very good to deal with. But as with any boom that comes along, you see the opportunists who arrive, and you see some people who want to cut the corners, and who are, and the people I think that are involved are, to an extent, the people who have always been involved in the drug trade, but also the opportunists and the others who come in where they don't do that kind of drug testing. Some of the contractors, the other service employers don't do that kind of drug testing, and I'm hoping that they will think again and decide whether they really need to do that kind of thing, because it's a danger. And the drug trade, of course, because of the huge amount of money, also, and because of the addictive qualities, also drives some of the other crime that you see, the burglaries, the aggravated assaults, those kinds of things can very often be traced to drug use and drug addiction.
And this is what government's for. I mean, your request of more BCI agents, Senator Hovind saying, hey, we need more DE agents, that's a due and proper, perfect role for government. And obviously the statistics tell you, hey, you know, it's not only anecdotal, we're not only getting case by case, we're seeing it in real numbers. So get a handle on it. Glad we're doing what you're doing, and good overview today, Wayne. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, I don't want to leave without talking about the human trafficking and the prostitution, because those are priorities for me. And part of what I'm going to be asking for our internet crimes against children agents to deal with the human trafficking, because we've made 43 arrests for prostitution. And those are cases you don't just happen upon. You have to actually target and produce sting operations to go after that, folks. But the, we can. We
you know
can
what, I'd what I'd love to do is get on your calendar over the next couple of months here or so, and maybe a half hour every couple of weeks, just to unpack a few of these, so we can kind of go point by point on, okay, here's what the numbers are telling us, and here's what we're doing about it. Because I'd love to take more time to do it. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but really appreciate the overview.
I would
thanks a ton, Wayne.
I very much enjoy doing this, and happy to do that anytime, Scott.
Let's do it. We'll get it on the calendar. Thank you. Wayne Stengem, our Attorney General on the your program. We'll see you in Dunn Center today, folks. Come on by and enjoy. Mountain Time, 2:30 is when it all begins. Goes till 7 tonight. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious two- and three-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for two services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.